Questions I have is about the pre-election operations, about what you've been doing and what's your strategy and how do you think it's going for, and so like how's, I mean, so the votes in less than 48 hours, or about 48 hours, I guess, and so how would, are you confident? How do you feel like the operations are going?
Well, I am not going to Iraq to fight in some bullshit war about oil money.
Bullshit war? What about 9/11? Didn't Iran hide the terrorists?
We're fighting a war in Iraq, Doug, and neither country had anything to do with blowing up the World Trade Center.
Well, they both have sand.
Bush invaded a sovereign nation in defiance of the UN. He's a war criminal, and now I'm supposed to be one of his disposable thugs with a fucking target on my head in the middle of the desert, waiting to be blown up by a car bomb rigged by a 12-year-old who loved Friends and Metallica until one of our missiles blew up his house? I don't think so.
They had weapons of mass destruction.
There were no weapons of mass destruction!
It's a little delicate. Unfortunately, we found him on top of his desk making love to his secretary.
Oh, that son of a bitch!
Well, I can understand you're being upset at this point, but...
Upset is not the word! That stupid, rotten son of a bitch! I can't believe this.
Listening to John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah. Here we are.
Again. Episode 24, part one.
On AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott. And we're back at you in less than 48 hours, folks.
Wow.
But you wouldn't know that because I forgot to post our RSS file. So you're not getting episode 23 yet. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll do that tonight. So by tomorrow, it should be available for everybody. And by tomorrow, I mean Wednesday, October 19th. Of 2/05.
Yeah, that's sweet. So we were talking before we start. Oh, by the way, thanks for all the votes on podcastalley.com.
No doubt. Keep those votes coming. And somebody put a new comment out there, and I forgot to print it out and bring it in. But the subject line was awesome. Actually, there's two new comments. GD, I forgot to bring them in.
Two dude
comments. All right, so our last podcast, we had special guest Erica in for the second time and our first time guest Steve at the same time. We go months without guests, and then we get two of them. What's up with that, John?
I don't know.
They even said that, well, they didn't want to come in alone. So they coordinated the whole thing offline to come in together because you're just too goddamn intimidating or something.
What?
Or maybe too handsome, I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they couldn't deal with that. So they had to come in together and sit there.
Basically and sit there.
And distract and make noise with the cooler and pouring drinks. No, but it's always fun to have guests. I'm joking, of course.
Yeah,
obviously.
I know that one.
But Steve's, I should have cut it out because Steve's synopsis of Serenity.
I know.
So, what was the movie about?
Government thing.
Yeah, whatever.
It's next year, tomorrow, maybe.
I don't know, whatever. I don't know.
It's a funny movie.
There's two hot chicks in it.
You guys got to watch more movies with chicks. You're homos.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Because last podcast we did our top 10 most watchable movies. No matter what we're doing, if it comes on TV, we stop what we're doing and we watch these movies. Oh, and let me just get into website updates. I posted that in our forum. So if you want to check out the forum and see what John and Scott top 10, and plus we put our
John and Scott
honorable mention in there. And if you want to post your own top 10 list, we'd love to see it, and we'll read it, even though we haven't read King Heedley's top 10 songs yet.
Yeah.
We'll get around to that sometime. I swear. We want to make the forum a big part of the show.
Whoa.
Hey, you know who P. Tony is?
No.
P. Tony signed up on our forum.
P. And Tony.
He entered a comment in our top 10 song list from 1980.
Yeah.
And he said, "Where's Mars?" Simply, "Where's Mars?"
Oh, I know who that is.
Close quote.
You know who that is, too.
I think I do. Is he a drummer?
No.
Oh. Oh, is that...
He talks like this,
Leader! Like that? No way! All right! I'm not gonna kill you. Well, I wish I remembered the New York podcast we did. I think it was 17 Part 2, where we reminisced about New York and the great P. Tony.
P. Tony.
In his car door getting ripped off. That was nice.
That was funny.
Saving, you have anything else?
Oh, God damn, what is with my timing? All of a sudden you're quiet, I hit the button. No.
It's the...
What?
It's the pot, man.
Hey, listen.
Personally, I think you're a fucking idiot.
Also, website updates. We finally got pictures of our toilet and our slimy, scummy toilet ring of unknown substance. It's out and posted.
That's awesome. It'll choke you.
No doubt.
Did Erica say anything about her ring of horror?
No, she didn't.
Interesting.
I didn't talk to her today, though. So I'll be in work tomorrow. And, yeah. Maybe then she'll make a mention of it.
Maybe then.
All right, so do you have any comments about the last podcast there, John?
There's no rules.
Yeah. I was going to make a comment about two guests.
And what were you going
to
say?
And say, do they have to come back?
They don't
what
have to.
What the fuck was that? Oh, my God.
Love to have
I'm
Steve
just kidding.
Back.
It was good.
Steve, he can talk for an hour, and it's going to crack me up. If we can get him to talk, we might have to taser him or something.
Oh, man. Well, Erica wouldn't talk into the mic, and then she goes, everybody's just squeaky.
Squeaky and high energy. Squeaky.
What about this movie?
What?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so quiet. I had to crank it up today to listen to it. Crank it!
She did offer just to come in and serve us drinks if we want and be off mic.
Topless?
I don't know about that. You'd have to take that up with her.
Yeah.
All right, I do have one last thing about the last podcast, and if you can play the file I've given you before the show. Now, John hasn't heard this file, but I'd like him to play this file.
All right.
How about we bet? Fans. How about we bet so you can owe me another fucking Chipotle?
Oh, shit. Did I bring those coupons
other fans?
In? I think I left them in the car. I got something in the car for you.
I got
you
something
I
for you, too.
My car later.
Is it a Chipotle?
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all wrapped
Chipotle.
Up.
It is. It's wrapped up.
Yeah. See, I knew you'd welch on me. See how you are, man. Fucking welcher.
No doubt.
When he bets, he welches. Right, Steve?
All right, so let's hear it. Come on.
All right, he didn't welch. All right?
Oh, that's not what I want to hear.
Oh, what do you want to hear?
I-S-O-R-R-Y.
Oh. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do, suck your dick?
No,
huh?
not on
I'm not going to suck your dick, okay?
That's all right.
All right, if that's what you want.
Will you skull fuck me?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But
so I made a bet with John that I lost over the numeral 39. I thought he said 38, but it was really 39. So I lost this bet. So I've been
37.
Whatever. So I've been calling you. Hey, should I bring a burrito in? No, man. I had wings. They were the best ever. Don't. hey, should I bring it? No, no, fuck that. I don't need to. I just ate dinner. So I stopped at Chipotle. I got them some cool little credit card coupon things, and I brought them in, but I forgot to bring them in. Gift they were in my car. So I gave them to you after the last podcast.
Yeah, so he gave me the big, high, hard Chipotle in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, but I had to suffer your abuse during the podcast, you cocksucker.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
It's the John Chipotle incident.
The John Chipotle incident, yeah.
Or situation.
Whatever.
Had the $20 situation, the Zach $20 situation.
And the burrito incident.
The burrito incident.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I did look up the thing about the stars, anyway.
The stars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of websites that talk about the reason why the whole moon mission was a hoax. And one of them was, why can't you see stars in all the pictures?
Right. Oh, I see. And oh, can we back up for a second?
Yeah.
Now, what John's referring to is in the last podcast, we got in a very heated debate. One of his movies is 2001 Space Odyssey, and he went into this diatribe about...
Stop stealing my words.
A camera wouldn't be able to see the stars. Stars can only be seen by the human eye. The camera can't focus on the stars, so it's kind of fake because Kubrick put the stars in. So then it took me a while to understand it, probably about four times listening to it to figure out what John was trying to say. But I argued with him on this point, and we got into it was a little tense. And the most fascinating thing about it is it was tense.
Yeah.
And then Steve opened his yapper, and he said something.
Yeah.
And we immediately turned on him and focused our attention at him. And then Erica tried to stick up for Steve, and then we went after her. So no wonder nobody wants to come in and be a guest.
That's what I used to say, man. Hey, I'd say to Brian, no, don't start siding with Scott. He'll turn on you, man. Just one day, he'll turn on you.
I never would to his
like
face.
Like a Rottweiler.
No way, not to his face.
Well, what I found out, and like I said, the one site, there's a lot of them that say, oh, the whole moon mission is a hoax. Where's the proof? Well, how come with my telescope I can't see the flag on the moon? You know, shit like that. Where's the stars? And there was a couple explanations. One was even astronauts have trouble seeing the stars from space when they look towards the Earth because the sun
is so bright
and it bounces off the Earth, it's like looking in the daytime almost, or when the moon's out and you're looking at towards the moon,
right?
You can't see any stars because the light washes it out because it is a wave and a particle.
Wow. Let's put this in perspective. So I'm in the space shuttle, and to the left, out to the left, is the Earth.
Yeah.
And if I look there, I can't see any stars because it's so bright. But if I look out the right side, I can see stars?
Yes.
Okay. But a camera cannot see stars.
A camera can't. Because the shutter speed, it would have to be pointed directly towards blackness without any other object in the field of view of the lens.
Okay, so
that can
no
reflect
moon,
light.
No moon, nothing like that. Just pitch black.
Right.
Then it can pick up stars.
Yeah, but it takes like a slower, you know, what do you call it, f-stop or...
Who knows for camera geeks.
Whatever, slower. We're in the digital age.
So what you are saying is Kubrick put all the stars in the background.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to see them.
You wouldn't.
He put them all in there.
Right.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to see them even if we were like the third astronaut.
And if Kubrick did not put all the stars in, would that be still on your list or no?
No, it would still be on there.
Really? Not for me.
What? Why?
It wasn't on my list to begin with, but I am a fan of the movie, but I wouldn't be a fan if there were no stars.
Well, they had to put them in because you wouldn't get this perspective of this thing rotating. So without some sort of point of reference, it wouldn't have worked anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta throw them in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that move.
Nice.
But yeah, a lot of stuff about hoaxes.
Though. Hoaxes.
The hoax of the moon mission.
Well, that was done on a Hollywood set,
right?
In a studio,
right? Why is the flag got ripples in it if it's just standing straight? And they said, well, we put a pole through the horizontal pole across the top to hold the flag up, so when just lay, you know, they had no idea how it was going to sit out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the explanation was the poles were twisted when we assembled it, so the flag kind of wrinkles and ripples in spots.
Yeah, right. Capricorn 1, man, with OJ. Check it out.
Have you seen the commercial for Plantronics?
I haven't.
The headset. They're advertising their Bluetooth headsets.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a Bluetooth wireless headset. They make all kinds of headsets for your cell phone and for, you know, work environments.
Sure.
And they advertise the that Plantronics was there when the astronauts walked on the moon with their wireless headsets then. Could you imagine if this never came about? We'd never have them. And they use corded ones, and they show the astronaut one small step for man, one giant leap for... he gets pulled back by the cord attached to his head.
And that would be Neil.
It's funny, yeah.
Neil Armstrong. Well, I'll try to find that on the web so we can post it, because I'm sure it's much funnier when you see it. Right then.
An a-hole.
Are we going to hear from Jack Black today or what? Because last podcast, every time I hear Jack Black, I crack fucking up,
you
man.
You didn't get enough of him?
I didn't get enough. Didn't get enough of the Jack Black.
You don't give a shit, you piece of shit.
Yeah, one is all you need.
You fucker, you fucking bitch.
That's my favorite.
It's got a lot of emotion in that one.
Because it sounds really real, man.
Real.
Like, just
like
flip
he's
it
pissed,
out.
Man.
I love the... Have you ever seen that movie with him and John Cusack?
High Fidelity, yeah.
That should have been on my list. Because there's a... No, that's going to be maybe on a different list.
It's not on my list because of John Cusack.
You don't like John Cusack?
Not really.
Wow. I think he's awesome. Anyway, so there's a scene where then the record department and Jack Black is giving him shit about...
his choices?
No, about the sweater he's wearing.
All right.
Because his girlfriend... Because his girlfriend, you know, is it Karen's? Oh, doo-doo-doo. And he's just giving him shit. And Cusack jumps over the counter and grabs him, like, collars him. That's great.
Well,
you got to see because of the laugh he does. He does like the... like that. And then the guy then Cusack grabs him and lets him go. And he goes... Dude, what the fuck you doing, man? This is a collector item, this shirt. You ever touch me again, I'll punch your fucking nose. And the way he says it and the way he puts his little fists in the air.
I read that novel when it first came out on a flight somewhere, and I thought it was great, but it never occurred to me to write a script for it. See, you know?
Yeah, see that?
Luck fortunes the well-prepared. Anyway... So then I saw the movie and I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was honest with the book. Is that the word? No, it's true to the book. So it was worked well with the book, but the one thing I couldn't get over, and I blamed it on John Cusack, is that all his relationships and all his problems seem like high school problems. This guy was 30 years old. He had his own record store. But he's still going through these high school boy-girl problems. And it pissed me off. And Jack Black...
You should fucking talk,
when
man.
When I saw Jack Black, I was like, that guy... You know, remember Steve talked about Serenity?
Yeah.
Two hot chicks, they're going to be stars.
Yeah.
When I saw Jack Black in that movie, I said, that guy is going to be a star. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm.
Walking on sunshine, he spins around. He comes into the store.
He's a funny motherfucker.
And he has no job, and he just hangs out there, you know? Oh, that's so funny.
And he's a musician.
Yeah. At the end, it was pretty cool. But
So what the fuck are you talking about, high school?
Yeah, listen to you, man.
Yeah, what? What are you?
What?
On,
what were you doing when you were 30?
Bring it on.
What were you doing when you were 30?
I was at 2T2.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so? That wasn't high school, man.
Yeah.
Because in high school, I didn't get any... At 2T2, I got more than I could handle.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, I remember like a party where there was some shit going down. And oh,
shit,
man.
Going down? What are you
I
talking
about? I don't
want to
say it on the air, man.
Whatever.
About you going, want to see me throw up?
Did I throw up?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You did that, and there was two girls there, and there was a little touching.
Oh, was that around Christmas?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and if God, those two girls...
Then you go,
you fucking bitch!
And if either of those
shit,
two girls are listening...
Shut up!
Dude, listen. I've been doing cock push-ups.
2T2 was like my college years, man. With the pranks.
But
and
there
the...
was shit going down, man. The lady next door.
All
the,
right,
the
right.
Swinger.
We got to get the picture. Somebody, I
saw her beeve when she bent over.
Jesus Christ. But well, at 2T2, we had a neighbor and they were swingers. And we had a hot tub.
Are you going to have to edit that?
And I got completely hammered one night. And I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to barf. I don't
want
to barf. What can I do? Maybe I'll get in the hot tub and I'll relax. I'll try to relax.
Yeah.
So I get in the hot tub and I kind of semi-pass out. And it's not a good PSA for you folks out there. When you're hammered, don't get in the hot tub because you could fall asleep and drown. But I had a Olympic swimming experience. So I'm... passing out in the hot tub, and I tell myself, hey, I'm passing out. I should wake myself up. So I wake up, and the swinging neighbor, the wife, is in the hot tub with me, naked. No doubt, because she was like in her 50s.
Yeah.
Can we say in her 50s?
Yeah.
And somebody snapped a photograph. Snapped a Polaroid
of
that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Somebody took a picture of that.
Oh, my God.
We have to get that for the website.
A picture.
Also, my wife has a great picture of the picture. The event you were just talking about at 2T2 at Christmas that I can post on the web.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was high fidelity. That was something else because there's Dan with his new wife-to-be watching the shit video.
Oh, no doubt. But the thing is, I was never like John Cusack. I was never a whiny little bitch like I was in high school, and I didn't know how to deal with women. I rolled with it, man.
Yeah, but there's some
That's
people
the
like
difference.
That. You know, Dan's like that.
No, he's not. Did you go to Tom O'Connor's bachelor party?
No.
Oh.
No, why? Right.
Well, he had a stripper on his lap.
I've seen the pictures.
And he bit her nipple and she bled.
I thought that was at mine.
Was that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, that then it was yours. You were there.
Yeah.
Right, with the whipped cream.
I could swear. We'll have to verify with Joel.
And then she was like, what the fuck? And she pushed away from him. And the look on his face, if we had a camera, he looked like Satan, man.
I thought it was at mine.
It could have been yours.
In Joe's basement?
Oh, you know, I'm mixing up Tom O'Connor's because that's when we took the infamous Tony Paul picture, which you made into the Marty picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, which we'll post at some point. Do you have the GIF? Because that's better. Because there's motion.
The GIF?
Yeah, whatever. The GIF.
Choosy guys choose GIF.
Choosy guys choose GIF. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so getting back to...
right.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Me neither. But can I tell you what happened to me today?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got dressed down by the lovely wife today.
Dressed down. Uh-oh.
That's a military term.
Doghouse.
She sent me an email early this morning. And it had like four things to do.
Yeah.
Call the vet, schedule an appointment, call Honda, schedule an appointment. Hey, call the door guys, where's our fucking doors? You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
But the first one was a question. I can't remember the question right now. But she asked, oh, can I pick up the kids on this date? Okay. So I ignored her all day. I didn't respond. I didn't even make the phone calls I was supposed to make.
Oh, right? Shit.
So she got home, and she sets a trap for me, right? She's real nice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, real nice.
My wife does the same shit.
And then she says, hey, did you talk to John or anybody today? Well, yeah, I emailed John a couple of times.
Oh, no.
He emailed me and, oh, what about? Oh, about tonight, you know, if we're going to have practice or whatnot. And did you respond to his emails? Yeah, you know, we went back and forth like 3 or 4 times. Oh, okay, well, great. That's great. And I had happened to print out her email, and I put it right by the phone because I meant to make all these phone calls, but I never did. So she reached over, and she grabbed the email and shoved it in my face, and she made me read it. So I read the first thing, which was the question, hey, can you pick up the kids on this date? So I answered her. I said, yeah, I can pick up the kids. So she went off on me because I reply to you, but I don't reply to her.
That's different.
I said, it's different. I knew you were going to be home. I didn't want to be impersonal and send you a very cold email that said, yes, I can do that.
Shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
I wanted you to come home. Actually, I wanted you to come home at lunch, but you didn't. So, I think it's your fault, honey. Because, you know, today is my work from home day.
Yeah, you should have known that.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of crap about that. And then before I left, I gave her, you know, the old obligatory goodnight kiss. Not goodnight kiss.
Obligatory.
But the kiss, hey, honey, got to go. See you. Gave her a kiss, and she said, yeah, sorry about that. And she said, yeah. Just make sure you don't kiss John tonight.
Oh.
I said, honey, you don't have to worry about that. We're well beyond the kissing stage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she's completely jealous of you, my man.
Well, what'd you do that for, man?
I'm just fucking around with her. And that whole lame crap, pulling the trap and setting me up and
yeah,
that whole
that's
thing.
That's not fair.
That's lame.
You don't know
lame.
What you're talking about.
It's barbaric.
About a shield over our country to prevent us from harm.
Oh, dude, man, I did see something today.
The TV was obviously on.
I did see something on the web. The Doom preview with The Rock.
Yeah.
And it's aliens.
I heard Ebert gave it some stars, man. Was it Ebert? Maybe not.
I don't think he's reviewed it yet. When is it coming out?
Maybe it's not Ebert.
Whoever reviewed it said they gave it thumbs up. They said it was great. I don't know who that reviewer was, but it's aliens.
Right.
It's aliens with The Rock instead of Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, have you never played the video game, man?
Doom?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Back in the Pentium 286 days.
In the day, man.
No doubt. Who didn't play? Or it was called Wolfenstein then, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah. That one was cool. You could shoot German shepherds and stuff.
That was hot. No doubt. No doubt.
Get all stoned.
Yeah, if you're into that stuff.
Cool.
It increases brain cells.
You a pothead, Falker?
Yeah, I also read that it reduces the size of cancerous brain tumors.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like the Schwantz or the tool.
No.
The lower unit.
No. Man, Jesus Christ. I had pepperoni pizza.
Oh, that's hot. From where?
I don't know. I think Giuseppe's.
Giuseppe's?
Yeah.
Used to be Nick's Lacantina.
Yeah, Nick's. Nick! Remember that scene? Indiana Jones? Nick!
No.
Let me show you what I am used to.
All right. Hey, Indiana Jones number 4 is coming out.
That's what I said, yeah. No 2007, doubt. And...
I read something that Harrison Ford wants to do his own stunts.
What? That crotchety old bastard? Have you seen him run lately?
Isn't he?
Yeah, have you seen the guy run? He's got like a wooden leg or something.
Is he still with the chick from...
That skinny broad?
Yeah, the anorexic one.
I don't know. What's her name? From Felicity... No.
Lockhart.
Felissa Lockhart?
We have no idea. Somebody call in. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have a line yet.
That's right.
But we will have one.
We will.
shortly.
We'll be kicked out of here pretty soon because the rent went up.
The rent went up, and we got to pay electricity now. What's up with that?
Well, we always were supposed to, but the last couple of times we were here, Brian got a bill like the day we were all moving out, and he just left it in the box.
Nice.
And then Marty never got a bill, and then he'd got one, and of course he incorporated it into the rent eventually. I thought maybe, I didn't think we'd be here this long.
Oh, really?
So I thought, oh, we'll never get a bill. Well, here it is a year later, and we get a bill for the whole year.
All right. So if we get this bill, then we got to get this landlord in to clean that shit out of our toilet. Because what is that? That's like a biohazard. Dude. We should negotiate and say, hey, man, we got a biohazard in here, so either you pay for that or just erase this bill and we'll take care of it ourselves.
It's rent as is, man.
No.
I mean, if it overflows or something or it doesn't work, yeah, no doubt he's got to come and fix it. If the heat doesn't work, he's got to fix it. But we pay the rent and all utilities.
Why don't we take some pictures of this fucking air conditioner, man, and we can sue him for, I'm going to get some sort of asbestos cancer in 10 years from that goddamn thing. Look at that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
That's ridiculous.
Well, if I get a vacuum cleaner, it'll come right out. Should.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Well, that's, if we have a vacuum cleaner. Why doesn't he provide the vacuum?
Why doesn't he
in here vacuuming that shit out for us?
That's a good point. I'll call him.
Cocksucker. He doesn't listen, does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. No, he doesn't. To be honest with you, I haven't seen him since I paid him the first rent check.
Well, that's good.
Which was a year ago. Exactly 1 year ago.
Well, John, our bandwidth is getting completely out of control. We have two websites. I've split it up. We have to come up with some strategy.
Wow.
We may have to get another domain.
What kind of bandwidth?
I'll be talking to the ISP. What does that stand for?
Internet Service Provider.
Right, the TTN ISP, to see what we can negotiate here because it's getting completely out of control. So,
you got examples?
Not documented, but I can make some up if you'd like.
All right.
All right. Well, what I did is I took all our archive podcasts, shall we say 15, 1 through 15.
Yeah.
And I moved them to our band website because we are a band at kangaroocourt.com.
Right.
And then new ones I post on our new site. So we're getting... We're close to our 40 gig limit already, and October's not even over.
Wow.
On Total Talk Nonsense. In our archived, I call it our archive stuff. It's our old stuff on our band website.
No.
We're already at 20 gig. So by the end of the month, we may exceed our bandwidth limit on our band website.
Wow.
So I may be able to get a subdomain or something.
Yeah,
call up our ISP and figure that out.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
It is awesome. It's kick-ass because our fans, we love our fans, man. It gives us an excuse to leave our house and come in here.
Yeah.
And chit-chat.
Well, maybe everybody's just catching up.
Could be. Could be. New listeners going back, catching up.
Maybe we'll only be allowed to put we got the whole... Well, the whole year. We started in May, right?
Right.
There's not it's a whole year on there.
Well, and I think they are catching up because we haven't published anything in a week. And one of the days last week, was it last Thursday?
Yeah.
Something like that. We had more Gigla-boots downloaded from AKC than we did from TTN.
Wow.
Which means people are going back and downloading a whole bunch of shit.
Forget those 10 stupid rules.
I'd like to be
Why are you so content? Isn't that what you always say? Content is what's
content.
Important.
Right. But if you can't get your content out with saying I was in my room and
depends on what you deliver at the end of that.
Right.
If it has value.
If it's has value and it has a punch to it.
If it sucks.
There's a thesis in there somewhere. All right, John, I'm the Glenn Livett this evening. What are you?
Yeah. I'm just drinking beer.
Just beer, huh?
Yeah. I talked to Rick today.
What did he say?
He was talking to his supervisor, and his supervisor brought up, they were talking, Rick said, oh, yeah, I'm in a band. You're in a band? My brother-in-law's in a band, or his brother or something. Really, what band? Oh, he plays drums for
Green Day. Did
for 100th Monkey. Every 100th Monkey.
What?
Yeah. That was the name of the band.
The name of the band was 100th Monkey?
Every 100th Monkey, yeah.
Wow.
And Rick goes, remember them? I said, no. Or, yeah, I remember the name. Bedrocks! Well, we opened up for a national act. This chick singer, Hoi Polloi, from, what was it, Austria or Australia she was from. And they had a bunch of other opening acts that played with us, and Every 100th Monkey was one of them. And his supervisor, who he just met because he just started working there, was there at that same show.
Whoa.
Yeah, like 8 years ago.
So the supervisor has already seen Rick perform.
Yeah. Well, he said, Rick said, well, then you saw us. He goes, well, no. My brother said, we're going on kind of late, and there's a bunch of lame bands starting before us.
So they showed up late.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think you might have been there.
Was I at Bedrocks?
You were there at one of them because you were in the video. The
right,
one where
backstage with the creased pants.
Yeah, where Tony who presses his jeans.
Presses his jeans. But, dude, man, in some culture, I don't know which one it is, you have to have pressed jeans.
Wow.
In subculture. I read an article and I meant to print it out so I could talk about Tony P. P. Tony. But, yeah. And did you give me that video? You gave me that video, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I'll take some of that video. We'll post it on our site.
If you don't have it, I think Rick has it.
Is that when I humped the stage?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would have never told my wife that I humped a stage. Who the hell told my wife that I humped a stage? Because
who?
Every time I say, yeah, we got a gig, whenever, oh, you going to hump the stage? That's the first comment I get every time.
It wasn't me. She told me that.
Who told her is what I want to know.
I think she saw the movie, the video.
No, I think it was Steve. Steve sold me out.
He humped the stage. Oh, maybe I told her. I can't remember.
Steve also told my wife that, yeah, Scott had an affair with a married woman at one time.
Whoa, no, Scott.
Every 6 months I hear about that. I'm like, I don't know what he was talking about.
Who needs friends, right?
Right.
Holy shit.
Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer, my man. Yeah, some married chick. He was humping her.
Hey, I picked up a new book.
What'd you pick up, man?
Freakonomics by Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen L.
Is he related to Glenn Levitt?
Maybe it's Stephen J. Dubner.
Dubner.
And they're...
Dubner.
They're economists. Well, one of them's an economist.
What's the other one?
The other guy's just
queer?
He's a writer. But I'm flipping through the thing, and what do I stumble across?
I don't know. What?
Remember we talked a couple podcasts ago about gun control? You watched the Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller. Open my eyes to the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Second Amendment.
Yeah, which it was focused at mainly. But they threw in a lot of rhetoric about gun control and that it's not true, it doesn't reduce crime and all that stuff, which they're right. It doesn't. But in our society, having a gun concealed doesn't reduce it either. Okay. And the data that they used was by this guy, John Lott. And I want to read what Freakonomics had to say.
About John Lott or about the data?
About the data.
Okay.
There's the opposite argument that
wait
we...
a minute. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
These guys are economists. Why are they talking about data about gun control?
Because, well, just like economics deals with statistics.
Oh, okay.
You know? So this is a statistic. And they're the guys that came up with the statistic that if we made abortions illegal, crime would go up. And then Bill Bennett took that and said, if you aborted all the black babies, crime would go down. But what these guys do in their Freakonomics, they lay out all the data first, and then they explain the data, and then they group people off by, like, males, females, how many are in prison,
hermaphrodites,
whatever. Well, he doesn't do that. Bennett just said if you aborted all black babies, crime would go down. And then he was like, well, wait, that would be reprehensible.
Well, John, I'm going to say something right now. If you aborted all babies, black, white,
right, exactly,
crime would go down.
Right.
Because we'd all be old.
Right.
With no utes.
But anyways, yeah, I just want to address the data that was given on that the gun control one, bullshit episode.
Penn and Teller.
Was the stuff they used was from John R. Lott Jr. His idea was he had a book called More Guns, Less Crimes. Less crime, yeah, in which he argues that violent crime has decreased in areas where law-abiding citizens are allowed to carry concealed weapons. Well, the truth is he exacerbated his trouble by creating a pseudonym, Mary Rosh, to defend his theory in online debates. So he created this fake persona to argue his point with people who are arguing against him, but he said he was a student of his.
Okay.
Mary Rosh.
Right.
And he'd say, like, I'd have to say that he was the best professor I ever had. Is one of the things.
All right. What's wrong with that?
Well, then there's the troubling allegation that Lott actually invented some of the survey data that support his more guns, less crime theory. Regardless of whether the data were faked, Lott's admittedly intriguing hypothesis doesn't seem to be true. When other scholars have tried to replace his results, they found that right-to-carry laws simply don't bring crime down.
Well, there you have it. They don't bring crime down.
So?
It goes up?
No,
it stays the same. Okay.
Because nobody considers, like, all the other things, the mitigating factors. Like, right now, for instance, in Chicago, they passed the gun law, you know, you got to have 7 days before you can get a gun, you know, because they want to check you. There's certain laws that ban it totally from the city. You can't even own a gun in the city of Chicago. And city of Chicago is claiming that because of that, crime has gone down. Well, they banned it long before the crime started to go down, and that's because, you know, pretty much more cops and Daley's cleaned up the place a little bit. A lot of people that were causing a lot of trouble have been forced out of there, and they're living in suburban kind of slums and stuff now.
Bush, No Child Left Behind.
Right. But
all these things deserve credit.
And plus, more people have been employed. You know, when Clinton got in office, all of a sudden unemployment started to disappear. And when you have a place to work, you don't need to go out and mug somebody for money and do your drugs. But then there's people that are just like that anyway. So
right.
But statistics have shown that just recently in Chicago, the murder rate has gone down a lot. And they are the reason why the murder rate overall in the U.S. has gone down by like 13%.
Whoa.
And it's like 11% in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not absolutely certain on that. But rape is up, I'll have you know. So, yeah.
All right.
So, you know, you're walking in the park, by all means, pull your gun out and, you know, fire away. But, like I said, I don't like them in the shopping mall and shit like that.
No doubt.
At the pool. Another funny statistic in here was...
How could
funny.
You hide it in the pool, like in my Speedo?
Yeah. Is that a gun in your pants? Are you happy to see me?
Right.
But another statistic they had was parents are way overprotective. They won't let their kid go to another parent's house or another kid's house if they know the parent has a gun or owns one.
There you have it.
But they'll let that same kid go to a house that has a swimming pool.
Wow.
And... more than, I think it was the statistics showed that 500 or 100% more, 100 times more kids die from going to the swimming pool house than
the gun house.
In the gun house.
Whoa. That's some powerful stats,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But that's in Freakonomics.
All right.
Pretty interesting. So, I think we're...
what are we doing on time here?
We're like 42. 44, sorry.
44. We need to wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up.
All right.
But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. I bought another book, too.
What was that one?
The Assassin's Gate by George Dammit. I don't have the book.
George Dammit?
George Dammit. No, I forget it. Packard.
What if his name was God? God damn it.
Packwell or something?
Packwell.
I'm not sure if that's the title.
I Packwell, and you know that.
But it's about a reporter that wrote for the New Yorker, and he did like three or four tours in Iraq. And he's got some pretty juicy info.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Is there hot chicks in it?
No.
Oh.
It's probably a homo book, right?
Okay.
According to Steve.
Yeah, Steve wouldn't
it's
like it.
It's for you homos.
Faggots.
You freaking homo
guys are queers.
All right, John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. We'll be